I think it's absolutely amazing that we have this level of homelessness in Donegal, and anybody I've spoke to over the last number of hours is just astounded that we have up to 20 adults that are in emergency accommodation in Donegal. That doesn't include the figures of children who would be accompanying those adults, and it speaks volumes of the fact that the impression that many people had is that homelessness and the housing crisis is very much an urban issue, a Dublin-centric issue, and it's clear that the figures and the spike that we've seen of a 33% increase over the Christmas period is that it's very much part of Donegal living. I know I would have been aware of this myself because I would have had to try and access the emergency service, homeless services for an individual in Donegal in the recent past. But to see the numbers now up to 20 is very, very concerning. And there needs to be a quick response from government to tackle this and from the local authority.
Because, as you say, there has been such a spike in such a short space of time. We can only assume that these figures will rise even more so if something isn't done.
If you look at the Northwest region in terms of the Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal, half of those that are in emergency accommodation, homeless accommodation, are in Donegal, with 20 out of the 41 from that county. And even if you look at where other border counties are at, Monaghan has one person presenting as homeless during the same period, where Cavan has three, yet Donegal has 20. So there is a serious issue for concern. And one person who is homeless in our county is one person too much. One family that's homeless is one family too much, but the fact that we have seen a spike up to 20 is something that needs to be sat up and dealt with. And it's, in my view, unfortunately, there isn't the necessary response from government to deal with this. But also we need to be challenging our local authority as to how this isn't dealt with. We are all familiar with local authority housing that is still not occupied. And, you know, there needs to be questions. Why are there people living out of hotels, living out of B&Bs, staying in hospitals? When that is the situation, why aren't the government releasing the funding and the staff necessary to make sure that we have the social housing reopened up and brought up to standard as quickly as possible? And why isn't additional money being made available to the local authority this year to make sure that they can purchase houses that are suitable for the housing stock from the market? Because there is a lot of value to be got out there, but as of yet, no additional money has been released for 2017 to the local authority for that purpose.